Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Okay, let's get this show kicking off. And as I hear thunder rolling outside the window, let's bring in some Survivor music. Tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on the Rad Reality Show tonight. This is September 29th, 2011, and we are on the Survivor Recap Roundtable Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you tonight, Paul?
I'm doing well. Hi, Cherry. Good to be here.
I agree. What did you think of Survivor Show last night?
It was all right. I think it was kind of a, you know, mid-range type of interest in that show. I like the last week's seemed a little more action-packed and a better tribal council and that type of thing. But, it's still enjoyable. How about you?
Survivor South Pacific. I kind of agree. You know, we're still in the early stages of the show, and people are still feeling their way, you know, into the game and sort of feeling each other out and not really sure of who their alliances are with. And so we're not really into that real nitty-gritty area of the show yet. It's still very early on in the show, and everyone is still sort of getting their footing, I think.
You know, I agree, but the one thing that just came to me of last night's show was I've got the first person that I can't wait that they get voted off.
Who is that?
Any guesses? We haven't talked about this, so people listening, this isn't a setup. I'm just curious. Any guesses, Jerry?
I don't really know which one you're referring to, so.
Okay. It's Brandon Hance.
Ah, yeah. I have to agree. He is a loose cannon and so wishy-washy, and you can absolutely see the Hance in him. you know, although he seems to be much more, he wants to be much more religious than his predecessor.
He has
the hands running through his veins.
Yeah, he has been put in a really difficult position, but, you know, I'm not against seeing people on shows that have, you know, a devout faith or anything like that, but it was so much easier to believe and last season, and I'm going to forget his name, it started with a J, didn't it? The guy that went to Redemption Island first. I mean, I forgot his name already. But Brandon Hance is just, I don't know, it's just the way he goes about it just irritates me for some reason. I mean, he's trying, I will give him that. He really seems to be trying to do the right thing, but he, at least through the editing, keeps failing.
Yeah. When he brought that last gathering of the tribe together to say, you know, leave me out of the drama, I think that really sunk him.
Oh, yeah, he put himself in a very bad position, and I really believe, and, you know, I can't help but when I watch the editing and what they show us, try to predict what's going to happen, and I so thought, okay, that tribe is going to lose the immunity challenge and he's, you know, going to get voted out. Because I think he was putting himself almost at that point in that position. If they had not won it, he was likely to be the main target.
Right. I think that very well may continue. If and when they do go to tribal council, he may be one of the first ones that heads to Redemption Island, just because of the outburst that he's had. And, you know, people don't forget those things. Any little glitch that you have on Survivor stays with you.
It's the trust issue that is, that, you know, the biggest thing, you know, in those games. And he's been not necessarily untrustworthy, but he's been unpredictable. And you need to be more predictable to be trustworthy. And it's like, okay, we can't really trust him. I really was confused, though, why Michaela sat on the beach and cried afterwards. I don't know if that was just an editing technique, because are you going to tell me she was really going to cry over him not, you know, I just didn't understand what she was crying about. Maybe you had a better sense than I did, but
I don't know either. You know, he tried to say that you know, the entire tribe was was against her, and, you know,
right,
she may have really taken that to heart. Nobody spoke up, at least in the editing version that we saw. Nobody spoke up and actually agreed with him, but nobody actually disagreed either. So she may have really taken that to heart, and, you know, I could see why she may have, you know, felt very betrayed. You know, and just bringing her name out into the drama, as he did, may have really, you know, been enough to sort of push her over the edge, and she needed to go, you know, cry a little. I can see that, but, you know, she needs to go and do some damage control now and get herself back in the game and show that she's more worthy than he is in staying in the game. And, you know, that's what she should be doing, and not crying on the beach. You know, hopefully she, you know, will do that. And, you know, he went down and curled up and slept.
Kind of, because at one point they were showing, you know, these white ashes on his face. And I looked and go, wait a minute, I don't recognize that girl.
He had his arms underneath his T-shirt, and it looked like he had boobs. It so looked like he had, like, good-sized tits.
It was like
I was laughing.
It was like the second time, and they cut away, and I go, wait a minute. I just saw some woman, and then they cut away, and I go, wait a minute. There was hair on that woman's belly.
Yeah, the way he had his arms underneath his T-shirt surely made him look like he had a nice rack.
It did, but I don't know. I other than the conflict or whatever that Brandon has had towards, isn't this hard? We have so many of these Brendans and Brandons and Bradens, and it's Brandon. Anyway, other than their conflict, I haven't seen Michaela, you know, irritate anybody else.
No, and you know, he admitted that he flat out lied, you know, to try to get her out. So
hey,
I think
you know
that's going to be held against him.
I didn't get a chance to mention this last week, and I'm trying to remember even if we did talk. We didn't talk any Survivor last week. But think back to last week on that eviction. It was the first time that I can remember that there was not one single vote shown ahead of time. You know how they will always have somebody hold up their card and you know, they won't reveal the complete total, but they always have a couple people show who they're voting for.
Right.
Last week, there was zero. Not a single person shown. And that was because there was like four different people, I think, got votes that week. It was something that caught my eye. Weird things catch my eye sometimes. Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting. It's very hard for me right now, and I think you kind of feel the same way, deciding which team to really be on, because I love Ozzy. You know, he's such an amazing Survivor player.
Oh,
then,
come on. You ladies just like him because he's good looking.
Well, I can't deny that. But, you know, when we had Coach on the Rad Reality Show, I just thought that was one of the best interviews that we've had on the show, and I gained so much respect for Coach, and I really adore him now. And so now I'm sort of Team Coach as well, and I'm up in the air on which team to really root for, because I do really like Coach a lot. He has that persona that he does on Survivor, that, you know, Dragon Slayer kind of thing that he does, but he is really a super, super nice guy, and he's so intelligent. And
yes, yes.
He's just an interesting guy. He's really interesting. And
In his previous seasons that he's been on, they've shown a lot more of his, you know, philosophical, I don't know if that's where I'm going with, but I mean, he, you know, his philosophy and him on the beach and, you know, going
some
through
of his quirkiness too.
Yeah,
I think
this season it seems, and maybe it's because it's just natural that they're put in that position as being former contestants, but people are kind of looking up to him, and he's more, you know, trying to guide them and to, you know, counsel the people, and to, you know, he has a better audience, I'll put it that way, of his tribe. And I think because of that, you know, he's able to shine, you know.
I felt really bad for him, you know, right at the very beginning when they first brought Coach and Ozzy on, and everybody, you know, cheered for Ozzy. You know, and nobody cheered for Coach, and I thought, you know, that must have really felt horrible, you know. But I think now that they're, you know, they're getting used to Coach, and he's helping them so much learn to live Survivor style, you know. I think they're all really looking up to him, and learning, you know, what a good guy he is. And
yeah. We had talked on the phone a bit about this from older seasons, past seasons, where they really had to work to get their little luxury items or reward items or whatever, and how it seems like as time has gone on, they're given more and more. I was watching Papa Bear on the episode when they were filming him a couple of times, and there he is swinging in this hammock, and I, for the life of me, cannot recall, did that tribe win a hammock? If they did, I didn't see it. Did they just provide those things to them now? I mean, not only that, you saw Papa Bear running into the woods, and all of a sudden I'm noticing, I said, my God, they have blazed trails already built for these people. He was going down a trail built in this jungle area, and it just seems like they're doing too much for them nowadays. Don't you agree?
I so agree. Well, you know, last year, the moment they hit their camp, they had the Sears toolbox given to them. And I was just like, what is up with that? They get tools given to them before they ever go on their first challenge. And I was floored. You know, they didn't have to rough it to build any of their camp at all. Basically, they were given all the tools, the nails, the hammers, axes, everything that they needed to build their shelters, and everything was in a toolbox given to them. And
the fire.
I can imagine. Right.
How, you know, it used to be that in older shows, it would be like several episodes where they were showing them trying to get a fire going and start a fire, and people had to, you know, who was it? Was it Yao Man who started the fire with his glasses and a
right.
little drop of water on them, and people rubbing sticks together and all this, and now fire has just turned into, you know, they all automatically have it, and they don't even bring it up. And they used to have to, you know, go to the well to get this, you know, dirty water, and needed fire to, you know, purify the water and pots, and they're just not doing any of that.
Remember when they would get a map to show them where their water was, and
yep.
they would have to walk for practically a whole day to go to their water site and carry water back,
and
Survivor has really changed a lot. They're really getting a lot of luxury now that they didn't get before.
Long gone are the days when, like season one, where they caught a rat and thought it was a delicacy because they were able to actually, you know, cook this rat. I mean, they came back from the challenge, the immunity challenge today, and the camera pans up, and here's this, like, 6-foot-long bunches of bananas hanging from a tree. I mean, there had to have been, you know, 50 or more bananas. I mean,
wow. It's just amazing. I mean, in earlier Survivors, they didn't see anything like that unless they, you know, made a journey out of it. And they had to walk, you know, blaze trails, like you said, and walk for, you know, a mile or so to find any sort of fruit or anything to eat, and
yeah.
then, you know, climb trees, and it was just a lot different back then. You know, they're setting them up in much nicer areas and giving them a lot more luxuries than they did before.
Yeah, I think at some point the producers decided the most interesting part was to follow strategy. So they said, screw the, you know, the Survivor part of it. You know, the name of the show is Survivor, but it's you know, now it's more of what are they doing strategy-wise? Who's talking about who? What's their plans? You know, they're all focusing on the strategy in the game. And it used to be, certainly was part of it before, but another large part of it was how they were, you know, surviving. And there's not much of that shown anymore of them surviving.
Not at all.
I
just
want
to say that because that was interesting to me to see, you know. I mean, sometimes you would really get concerned for them because they would go for days without food.
Mm-hmm.
And you would actually get very concerned for, you know, some of them. They would get so thin and, you know, they wouldn't be able to function well at the challenges because they hadn't eaten for so long. And now I guess that's not really much of, you know, it doesn't come into play much because they are given so much luxury now that you don't see them go starving for days and, you know, have that sort of challenge against their own bodies.
And now that the other thing is now they are always combining the immunity challenge with a reward. I mean, there's when was the last time you saw a purely reward challenge? You know, they replaced that with the Redemption Island arena and them facing off. So, no, I do have a favorite right now, and I always will lean towards somebody that might be from Minnesota, and a lot of times it seems like, oh, too bad that person, you know, is not a very good player. But we do have, and Seymour Green, I'm sure you're probably aware of it as well, we do have a very good player in my mind, and one of my favorites, if I exclude the veterans, and Keith. And Keith hails from Edina, and I'm assuming if Seymour is listening and types in there, but at any rate, so it's a suburb of Minneapolis, and I was a little surprised, though. What do you think? Do you think it was a mistake when Ozzy confided to Keith that he had the hidden immunity idol? Do you think it was a mistake for Keith to go and tell Whitney? Or do you think that was a good move?
I'm not really sure because, you know, obviously I'd like to see Ozzy stay in it, and, you know, if somebody's going to win, I'd like to see, you know, Ozzy or Coach take it to the end. Although, you know, I'm always for the newbies, too. I don't know. It's so hard for me to pick a winner right now. It's so early in the game. I can't really come down on and pick a favorite just yet. But as far as him telling Whitney, you know, he told Keith in confidence that he would keep that to himself, and the first thing Keith did was go and tell Whitney. Now you have to wonder if Whitney is going to keep it to herself or if she's going to tell someone. So,
well, exactly, and that's exactly what I thought about. Okay, it may have been a good move on Keith's part to confide in somebody because that will gain, okay, Whitney thinks, wow, he shared something with me that's very private. I'm going to trust him. But the key is whether she, you know, tells somebody else. But
right,
Keith, you know, if she keeps her mouth shut, Keith has, in my opinion, has put himself in a good, solid position with Ozzy because he knows Ozzy confided in him and trusted him enough to do that. And then Keith has also gotten Whitney into that same position, so he potentially could have two very trustworthy, strong allies in what I would consider two pretty strong players. Obviously, Ozzy is, and I, from what I've seen, Whitney holds her own. So,
right. I just want to say to anyone who is calling in on the phone line tonight, if you want to talk to us, if you have pressed one, we're having a little issue with the new studio switchboard, so if you've pressed one, you want to talk to us. If it hasn't taken, please press one again. Let us know that you're wanting to talk to us.
Because
sometimes the first try doesn't always take.
There
so
we go.
Let us know that you're wanting to talk to us. Thank you so much.
Just wing it. Just wing it. That's an area code somewhere in southwest Wisconsin.
Okay.
Didn't screen the call, but
Okay.
Just the old way.
Okay. Area code 608. Thank you so much for holding. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, my God. Cherry and Paul, it's me, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, Karina. I'm so sorry you were on hold for so long. The first time you hit one, apparently it didn't take.
I guess not, but, you know, that's okay. I was enjoying listening to you guys.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Karina, for calling. This is why we do need to mention that occasionally throughout the show when we don't see the hands up, because it is a little glitch. And I think it may be a timing thing that if you push it at a particular time when you first call in, it doesn't take. So, but when you Karina, when you pushed it the second time, it said you are now in the host queue, right?
It said that the first time, though.
I know, and that's the thing that
okay.
you're... Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you called in. Welcome.
How are you liking Survivor?
Oh, my goodness. I jotted down some notes while you guys were talking. And, Cherry, I think you're totally right about Michaela, and I think her feelings were very hurt. Brandon was a douche, and, you know, even though he said the tribe was against her, I don't think... It was just that. I think she just didn't want anybody to not like her. I think she's sensitive, and it just hurt her feelings a lot.
I think so, too. I really do.
And it pisses me off that Brandon wanted to get rid of her just because he, you know, can't keep his stuff in his pants and is...
Exactly. It's, you know,
don't blame
Michaela for being beautiful. Come on. Jeez.
Exactly. Take some responsibility.
Anyway, Seymour Green, or JSMSP, as he's known in other chat rooms, is saying a big shout-out hi to you, Karina.
Oh, hi. And big shout-out to my girl Taj and all my other chat friends. I love you, Froggy. I love everybody.
I'm so glad you called in. What other notes did you jot down?
Okay. Let's see. Ozzy, he's a dreamsicle.
Isn't he, though?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I won't go there. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you, Cherry. I can't believe I'm freaking rooting for Coach. I never would have guessed it in 500 million years, but I actually like him this season.
Yes, when he came on and did the Rad Reality Show, he was one of the most interesting interviews that we had ever done. I think him and Penner are two of my, they're right up there my favorite interviews ever. And I just really saw a new side of Coach that I just really respect. And
I respect you,
so now
and I can't
I'm
believe
torn.
It.
I'm really torn on whose side to go with now. You know, I'm like up in
too.
The air going, Coach Ozzy, Coach Ozzy, you know, who do I go with here? You know,
I'm Ozzy for my eye candy.
Exactly.
But I'm actually liking Coach for his personality. What the hell is up with that?
I know exactly what you're talking about, girlfriend.
The quirky, weird side of him has not come out, and that's the side that I like about, you know, the side we're seeing now I really like.
I like it, too. I don't like the crazy, I was kidnapped by pygmy people on the Amazon River. I don't like that side. I like this more mature Coach where he's like making
helping
sense.
People and
yeah.
being really down to earth, and he's
yeah.
he's just really a sweet guy.
I think so too.
And
okay.
I think he's going to have a lot more fans when he comes out this year than he did last year.
Just like Rachel on Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's redemption. Okay, another note I wrote down was, you guys said something about philosophical. I wrote down philosophical or batshit crazy.
I love it.
And I said, I agreed. I think it was Paul that said, Coach has been shining. And he really has been.
Yeah, he really has been. He's really showing, I think, more of his true self. It seemed like his first season, I think he was wanting to, like, show some sort of, like,
star quality.
Yeah, I don't know. He was wanting to be somebody that he really isn't. And
mm-hmm.
he was doing some make-believe persona that I think he thought
crazy.
That was going to get him some sort of attention. Or I don't know what he was doing, but I think he's going to get a lot more fans being himself this year than he ever got last year, being the Dragon Slayer, whatever he was
last
year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All that, that was just nuts to me. And he actually seems totally normal. Brandon, I think he's going to be
Wackadoo.
A little stalker.
Yep.
He's a wackadoo.
Absolutely. I think Michaela better change her number and move and...
Wackadoo is right on the money with that one. You know, and, you know, I almost at times feel sorry for him when he's saying, you know, Lord, please don't let me sin anymore. And I'm thinking, dude, you're a Hans. You know? Give it up.
You know what, though? I enjoyed Russell on my TV so much more than this tool.
Yeah.
I really did. Russell, he's like, you know what? I'm evil. This is what I'm going to do. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And this guy's like, I want to be a hero, not a villain.
Yeah.
And I can't control my wiener, so... We have to get rid of the strongest woman on our team.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
You know,
a
Russell,
weak guy.
Russell had, he had game. I mean, his strategy and his manipulation were amazing, you know, that what he could get away with.
I
this
agree.
Kid doesn't have any of that, or we haven't seen any of that with him. He is
a tool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He is
no.
a tool. And I really think they'll get him out probably.
I think he would have been gone last
really
night
quick.
If Coach's
yeah.
team had lost.
Yep.
Yep. As soon as they lose their first chain, you know, it's the first time they go to
Tribal,
he'll be out.
Okay, what do you guys think about Ozzy yakking to everybody that he has the idol? Why did he do that? Why?
Well, it wasn't to everybody. I was just talking about a little bit ago. It was only to Keith thus far that we've seen it. And he decided apparently to do that to have somebody that would trust him. But I think it's something that he should have kept to himself. It's just too dangerous.
Exactly. You
but
don't
like,
tell people.
You know,
like,
he went to Keith and told Keith, and then Keith immediately went and told Whitney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
who knows who
and
Whitney
everybody
will
knows now.
Well, I don't know if everybody knows yet. They didn't make that evident to me, at least. As far as what I saw on last night's show, it's only Keith and Whitney that know that he has it right now. But
everybody knows. I betcha.
I kind of agree with you because if they thought there was a chance that he didn't have the idol, that Papa Bear might have the idol, I think they would have possibly not written down Papa Bear's name.
Can we talk about Papa Bear's poor... you know, a little acting job of, you know, having, like, some junk in his front of his trunk. Come on.
Can we first talk about as he starts fully walking away and then starts running?
That run, I was not going to bring that up, but since you did, I'm going to tell you, that was not a run. That was a skip. That was a skip with the pinkies out. Yes.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Is what that was.
Just poorly played. Come on, dude. You know, maybe you should have done a little local theater before you joined the show, if that was going to be your shtick. I don't know.
But it made me laugh. That I have to say, I laughed when he did that. I know exactly what you're talking about, Paul.
All right. Well, I don't want to take up time if you have people on the, you know.
No, we're loving you, Karina. Stay with us.
We here's the deal, Karina. We did try to get. We didn't address this, but we did try to get some people to come on. But there was
Ben actually was getting a guest for us tonight, and Ben's aunt took very sick.
Yes.
And Ben had to drive 150 miles to go pick up his uncle and take his uncle to go see his aunt, who is in very bad condition in the hospital right now. So Ben is with his family at the hospital, and he couldn't be here with us, and he wasn't able to continue to work on the guests that he was getting for us tonight. So,
and not to disappoint you, but I feel it's okay. I might get in trouble, but the guest is somebody that's known for his colorful underwear. That's who we all. That's who we all had. Also known as Philip.
Oh my goodness. That would have been hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully we'll have him on real soon. But, you know, things happen, and, you know, Ben's family obviously comes first, and we certainly hope
obviously.
That Ben's aunt gets, you know, better. She's not in very good shape right now, so we certainly will keep her in our prayers.
My prayers are with him and his family, but, goodness, I ragged on Phil's pink flannel panties all season last year.
The FBI agent, question mark?
Was my theory. I thought he poured the coffee for the agents. I didn't think he was really an agent. I think he was like a secretary or something.
I always think that those that come from, you know, on these shows with a career in law enforcement have, you know, skills to read people, and that can benefit. I think there were a few times that Kathy had those skills, but she lacked in so many other skills in BB-12, you know, that it hurt her. But, I mean...
you mean like just like caramelizing in the challenge and
as far as reading, you know, as far as, you know, police officers, detectives, you know, they're kind of trained to you know, pick
right.
up on little things and read people and all that type of thing. And it just seems like those that get on there on these shows, and Survivor's had a few law enforcement people, if I remember correctly, they just somehow, maybe it's because they're older. That really turns out every year to be a deterrent to somebody's
Jack
game.
BB-4 went pretty far, though.
Who?
Do you remember Jack?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
From BB-4? He went pretty far.
Yeah, and we had that the guy that came back for Heroes versus Villains that won his season on Survivor, that gray-haired guy. Wasn't he a cop, or was he a fireman? He was a fireman, wasn't he?
He was a fireman, Tom.
Yeah, but the point we were talking about was the older people on these shows seem to end up leaving much earlier, and he actually stayed around right to the end. So Yao Man was there for quite a while, too, and he was
Oh, my gosh. I wanted him to win that season so bad.
Oh, man, me too.
I was so pissed. What was that kid's name that took the truck?
He had a nickname.
Boo or something?
He promised, he gave him in a reward challenge, he gave him a truck.
Yes.
And he promised that he would not vote him out.
And then he did.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, I was so angry.
I know.
Yeah, but there are some exceptions to older people on these shows that last a long time. And the only reason Jerry, from BB10 lasted as long as he did is because
they knew they could beat him.
Kick his butt any time,
Yep.
But,
well, look at Rudy. Rudy went a long way. Survivor won.
Yeah, he did.
Rudy made it to final three.
Rudy was in phenomenal shape. I mean, my goodness. Physically, he was good. But a lot of times, these older people don't seem as physical. What's her name from the dog trainer who everybody from her season still hates? Remember, she was a Southern, she owned a dog trainer.
I'm trying to think of her name.
What show?
Survivor. On Chase's season. And everybody that we talked to from that season said she's the only one that still is holding a grudge and doesn't, want to talk to anybody. She's still in the game, in her head.
I can see her face as plain as day, and I can't think of her name.
Remember some of the challenges she
Jane.
Won?
Jane. Thank you, Jody.
Oh, my gosh. Bat shit crazy Jane? The one?
Yeah.
That's the Jane.
Oh, my
challenges.
God.
That older woman would win. I mean, she really did a good job.
Oh, my gosh. That woman had some physical abilities like no other. She went up against the guys and won challenges that
in
was
endurance.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. She was good.
Remember
but,
her
oh
pouring the water over the fire when she knew she was getting voted out? She poured the bucket of water over the fire and put their fire out.
Did you hear Cherry and I talk about how cushy they've been getting in recent seasons? Do you agree that they're giving them too much?
You know what? I actually had a little note about that, and I don't think they are because I see their conditions, and as a huge fan, I could never do it. I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Well,
do you think you could?
It's first of all, I've always enjoyed. I mean, as a kid growing up in Minnesota, we always were outdoorsy, and doing things and in the Boy Scouts.
And we were too camping and all that stuff.
So it's not an unfamiliar place for me. I mean, it is tough. Regardless of what they give them, certainly it is tough. But it. In comparison, the toughness of the earlier seasons was much harder.
I think Africa was the worst.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That was really hard to watch. Just watching how dry everybody was and then watching the barriers so that the beasts wouldn't come and attack them at night.
And then watching them set up and listen to those sounds at night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. I would be like, vote me out so I can go home. I would not be able to sleep a wink hearing those noises in the dead of night.
I would rather Cherry.
Oh, my gosh, that would freak me the hell out so bad. I just couldn't do it.
This may be a good time because Cherry and I couldn't remember. Do you guys remember Bruce from Survivor Panama?
Bruce?
He was
Bruce
Asian.
Kanagay.
Kanagay?
I do know the show he was on. It's called I'm Alive, and it was on the Animal Planet.
Okay. But Bruce, we saw, had been medevaced off that show, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember what happened that caused
I know that, too.
Oh, Bruce. Was
okay.
he the guy that hit his head on the corner of the game table when they
were in
a challenge?
No.
That was rough. That was scary. That was there was two Russells in that season on Samoa.
Okay.
Yeah, that was scary.
I don't remember.
Bruce had to be medevaced out because his stomach was bound up.
I do remember him. I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So what was up with him?
No, Terry and I were talking about him the other day and knew that he had been, and he was out at the, I think he was out at Vegas and everything. And
really? Oh,
and
cool.
I could not remember, because I knew that he had been medevaced, but could not remember the situation at the time, you know. The ones that I remember are like Russell, who, you know, that you mentioned.
Right.
And then I think about the guy that fell into the fire.
Oh,
and,
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, right.
Can't think of his last name right now, but yeah, I know who you mean. Bruce was the guy who, didn't he like go into the toilet paper shed and drink all the booze that the team won?
I
think he did.
I don't remember who it was, but I remember the instance.
I think it was Bruce, and I don't remember who he was with, but they, like, the big black guy. Oh, I think it was the guy who screwed Yao with the truck. I think they went in there and they drank all the booze in the toilet paper shack. Who knew?
Oh, my. So let's talk Redemption Island. I am totally seeing whoever shows up there next, Christine is going to be gone.
I think
I don't
so
care
too.
Who is going to be there.
I agree that
particular challenge, it was not that hard in my mind. It's just like Jeff kept saying, you just have to concentrate. As soon as you stop concentrating when those poles get longer,
yep,
that's what's going to happen. I mean, I used to, as a little kid, try to balance all sorts of different items like that, you know, different weights to the top and that type of thing, and it's all a matter of concentration.
Oh. And lots of women are good at long poles. You know? Just saying. Out there.
That's what she said.
I just think whoever goes next, I think if Cochran goes next, if that tribe loses, because he's certainly, you know.
I love Cochran.
I do too, but he's
in
the out.
I know.
He's on the outside, and he's, you know.
I know.
So you're saying you think Papa Bear will take Christina out?
Well, that's right. Papa Bear and Christina?
Yes.
Ooh. That is
no,
a tough one.
I think Papa Bear will take her out.
Yeah. It, you know, it always depends on what the challenge is, but I think it's going to be more of a revolving door. I don't see, for at least the first few times, a repeat, you know, winner on Redemption Island this year.
No.
But they were showing, speaking of Cochran, they were showing previews of the next show, and they made it sound like he was getting back into the game and, you know, make a bunch of deals. And
I'm behind him. I really like this kid. I really do. He's a fan of the show. I love to see fans.
And an underdog.
I do, too.
And it's always nice.
I don't
nice.
Want these actors, models, whatever. I want fans.
I agree so much. That's one reason I was such a big Adam fan on Big Brother.
Me too. But, you know, he kind of screwed himself out of the fan status when he voted for Porsche, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, as a fan,
we'll find out more of his thoughts behind that on Monday.
Monday. On Monday, we're having Kalia, Shelly, and Adam on Manic Monday.
A threefer.
You know what? I give Shelly all the credit in the world for voting for Rachel. She hated Rachel. She voted for her. I give her kudos.
Yep. She.
Shelly is such a sweet girl.
She voted for gameplay, and if you vote for gameplay, there's no way. I really believe, and I've been wrong many times when I watch Final Two show up and I know the jury, and I'll say, it's going to be a blowout, it's going to be unanimous, because there's one clearly that has played a better game, and then I get surprised by people that don't vote for the gameplay and do it first.
Jordan season,
say,
hello?
That person was in my alliance, so I'm going to vote for them. Now, I could totally understand a Brendan voting for Rachel, even if she didn't do a good job, or Jeff voting
Absolutely.
For Gord, even if she didn't do a better job than who she's with, because they have to. They're in a relationship.
Of course they do, or else they won't get sex ever again.
Hey, Cherry. I think, seeing as we don't have guests on tonight, we could certainly play a clip of a Survivor guest. And we have been talking about Coach. Would you like to play the little highlight clip when Coach was on with Ron?
Sure.
Ooh.
Let's go ahead and play that right now. Don't go away, Karina. We're going to be right back. This is less than a minute long.
Oh, okay.
Coach Wade.
Hey, do you need to get going to watch Survivor?
I'm loving this, man. I'm really, like, you know, as a I don't think I'm a celebrity, but as an interviewer, you know, there's different energy with different I'm an interviewee. There's different different energy with the interviewers. And, man, you guys are bringing out the Dragon Slayer in me. So I say, let's keep going. Let's forge on, man. I'm ready to do more stuff with you guys.
Awesome. Wow. You know what? This is my last show in 2 years. And you know what? What you just said just put the biggest smile, because I really do try to make the show a little different than these other internet shows that are out there. And,
right.
I'm glad you just said that. Hey, can we take some calls then? Would you like to push some of the fans?
I'd love to.
It's so good to hear Ron's voice and hear him smile.
Aww. I miss him.
Back so many memories.
Let me tell you.
Miss him so much.
That comment that Coach made, you can't comprehend what that meant to Ron.
Aww.
It was such validation for all his hard work and the type of person he was and tried to be to all the guests, and he just was beside himself after that show. He couldn't believe it. Just so
Okay, I have to give you guys kudos for keeping his memory going on and keeping up with the show and doing this in his memory. You guys rock.
Well, thank you. I would much rather it be Ron, and there's
I know.
No way that we do know. We are friends of his, and we do know the type of shows that he wanted to do, and we just hope that we're able to, replicate.
Oh my gosh, you do! You totally do. This rocks.
It was an impromptu type of thing that I did. But I will mention again on the air for those that may not know about it. But on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, I aired, and they're in the archives on podcasts, I aired in two parts Ron's red carpet interviews from the Vegas Bash 2010.
Aww.
And I had to do a lot of editing because it was a live show, and it was kind of winging it, and
right.
I didn't edit out the good stuff. Let me just put it that way. For instance, Ron had a Chicago Cubs jersey that he asked everybody to sign. And so there would be times when he'd finish an interview and we would be listening to him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, look for this spot here. There's an open spot on this part of the jersey. So those are the kind of things that I edited out, you know, and those kind of things. But they were really fun to listen to. You could just tell how much time he was having with those. So we play clips of Ron, you know, on the shows that we do, but this was a complete show of an archive rebroadcast, if you will, of those shows. So if
I
you haven't
heard
them, get the time, go to the archives, and you'll see the two-parters that we have.
I will do so.
Hey,
God,
Joe,
that he was able
to
see
Hold on a second, Rena. Hold on a second. Joe, we've had a little issue with the hands going up or showing that you want to talk. If you want to talk, it's not showing that you do. Push one again. Go ahead, Karina.
I'll go. Let Joe talk. I'll go.
No.
You can stay. You can stay, Karina. You don't have to go anywhere.
I just don't want to hog stuff.
You're not hurting anything, sweetie. You can stay on with us. Joe doesn't bite.
Okay.
Joe,
he's
do you
a
bite?
Nice guy.
Joe, say hi to Karina and tell her you don't bite. You're on the air, bud.
I don't think that's Joe, hon.
Did I get the area code wrong?
Yep, that's not Joe.
I did get the area code wrong.
703, you're live on the air. We're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep,
okay. I'm a big Survivor fan, and I just was the first time I've caught this show.
What's your name?
But
huh?
One thing I was wondering, who is Ron?
Okay.
This is the first time I've heard the show, so I'm not who I just want to know who you're talking about because everybody seems to be very, you know, sad about
Ron
him.
Ron was the founder of the Rad Reality Show.
Okay.
And he did the show for 2 years prior to his passing. Unfortunately, he passed away May 31st of this year, and he was loved and adored by the reality fans, or the reality people that he interviewed, and the fans that he built such a following of. He called it the Rad Reality Family. He has so many fans out here, and when he passed away, the one thing that he didn't want to happen is for his show to just drop and fade away. And so there are a few of us who are trying to keep his show going, keep it alive, and keep his legacy alive. And that's what
Paul
we're doing.
Paul and Terry, we love you.
And
so Ron was like a reality rock star.
And the caller
was great.
So was it a sudden thing? Or?
He had a congenital heart disease. His aortic valve grew closed. He had his first open heart surgery at the age of 7. He was 40 years old when he passed away.
Young.
Yeah, he was very young. And
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Cherry, but I just never caught your name, the Virginia caller.
Nadine.
Okay, thanks.
Nadine. Well, thank you for calling in. We're glad to have another listener.
Okay, I'll keep listening. I was just, like I said, I'm a Survivor fan. And been
watching. What are your thoughts on Survivor?
I started watching from
year?
The beginning. I saw the first episode to now.
Wonderful. So what do you think about Survivor South Pacific?
Well, the one thing that bothers me is this. It seems to be that they've kind of changed. Well, I know they keep trying to change it probably to keep it flowing so people keep watching. But to keep bringing back, you know, the old characters, you know, I don't know.
Like
I don't
Coach
know if I like
Ozzie.
That yet. Pardon me?
They do it
like
in
Coach
Big Brother too.
You were both talking at the same time. I can't hear you.
Are you talking about Coach and Ozzie?
Coach and Ozzie.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know when they brought back Russell and it just seems like they bring them back because one of them are probably going to win. So it just doesn't seem fair to the other people. I don't know. I think everybody should be on the same playing field. I like it when, because when you get people out there with experience, and, of course, to me, that's an advantage for them.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you,
Big Brother, too.
And it's
bad when they recycle. I don't like the recycle.
I don't like the recycling, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you're going to be surviving, that means that everybody has to, is on the same playing field.
Nadine?
This
is Paul, by the way. Do you enjoy it if they bring back a whole cast of like all-stars? Or?
Yes. Now, the all-star ones, I was fine with that. I enjoyed those when they periodically, not to do it all the time, but, yeah, every now and then, bring back all the all-stars,
Now,
agree,
Ron,
Nadine, because then they're all on the same playing field.
Yeah,
you're
all on the same playing field. They at least all know what to expect. They know what to do, But, it just seems like when they bring back the old people, I would be upset because, like I say, to me, they're at an advantage.
I agree.
I agree. Do you watch Big Brother at all, or do you just watch
Survivor?
I
did when it first started, but somehow I lost. I stopped watching that. I don't know why, but I kind of lost that one.
Dean, I want to tell you that Ron was a huge Big Brother fan, and that's kind of where he started with this show. He started back in season 8 in chat rooms, et cetera, and he just branched off and decided to start doing the Blog Talk show. But he loved so many other reality shows that he it progressed to him. Okay, guys, Cherry, finish my conversation. My phone's about ready to run out of minutes. I'll call back, okay?
Okay. He did progress out, and start doing other shows about Survivor, The Amazing Race, and many of the reality shows. And he, like myself, I basically watched just about every reality show out there. And when Ron passed, he did 4 shows a week and talked about many of the reality shows. Big Brother was his favorite, and he now, he had and still, we still have Michelle Costa of Big Brother 10, who does the Manic Monday show on Mondays. And we have Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother 5, who did the Thursday roundtable during Big Brother.
Yeah.
And now we've switched over Cowboy Leaves. He only comes on during Big Brother. And now we switched over to Survivor during Survivor, and we'll have different Survivor alumni joining us each Thursday. Tonight was a little different because of some circumstances that were out of our control, that we don't have a guest tonight. But we normally will have a Survivor guest with us that will be talking about Survivor and recapping the show with us. And we'll talk about them and what they've been doing since their season. And callers can call in and talk to them as well.
Okay. Well,
so
maybe
tonight
I'll have to make sure I listen because I have to go back to the archives too. That's what I'm going to do too.
Yeah, we've got lots of archives back there, and you can listen to those. And please join us each Thursday night for Survivor, and we'll have lots of Survivor alumni joining us. You can call in and chat with them.
Okay.
Yay!
See what they've been up to. Some of the ones that I think will be calling in might be Philip and Yao Man and maybe Sugar and
Yao Man and Sugar too.
Yeah, she's a doll. Mm-hmm. I got to meet her in Vegas the last 2 times we went out for the Vegas
Fashion.
You did,
Cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome.
She is,
I love
just
her.
A doll. She is so sweet. But it's really fun getting to talk to them and find out what they've been up to since their season and what they're doing now and, just hear, what's going on in their lives, how their lives have changed since Survivor. And
so do many of them, do their lives change a lot after that?
Some. It just depends. Some of them tend to kind of go back to their old routine, and some of them take the attention they've gotten from the reality show and really carry on and go in a completely new direction. So it just depends on who it is. And sometimes how far they made it in the show has
a big impact on that.
Big impact on how far they changed their lives, because if they didn't make it very far, they didn't get a lot of airtime and notoriety, where if they made it really far in the show, you know, they get a lot of notoriety and airtime, they get out and they have a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors open up, and so it can really change their lives. And some of them have really, you know, been able to go on and do commercials and, you know, TV and
celebrity rehab.
Right.
Celebrity rehab. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Paul.
I see
Paul.
Hi.
So yeah, it just kind of depends on the individual, but it's always interesting to hear, you know, what they're up to now. And
so what do you all think about, like I said, I came in kind of late in today, but I don't know how long you've been on, but Russell's nephew.
Oh,
I mean, is he a little Russell, or is he?
He's awful.
He is
a douche lord. I'm sorry, but he is. He's awful.
Yes. He's all over the place, you know. He's blaming the girl for his weaknesses, I guess. And
yes, he is. And I don't think they'll put up with it much longer.
This is what I've been saying all night. This guy is saying, I cannot control my boner, so get rid of this girl.
Yes,
who's
I can't believe
that. Who's
the
strongest girl on the team? Really?
I've watched a lot of reality shows. Elimination kind of strategy, but that's the first time ever.
I know. That's just crazy. That's just crazy.
We need to meet another guy.
I'm with you, Nadine. Oh, crazy.
Let's bring up our Chi-Town Joe on the air and see what he has to say. Chi-Town Joe, you're live on the air on the Rad Reality Show. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great, and it was nice for you to reach out for me, because I didn't know I was being missed so much on this show tonight, because I was busy watching Kalia and Danny, because I wanted to get some ideas if I talk to Danny next week, Kalia, on Michelle's show, what ticks her off and everything.
Ah.
So I got some good ideas. So, hi, everybody. Hi, Paul. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Nadine on the line with us tonight.
Hi, Nadine. How you doing tonight?
She's a first-time caller to the Rad Reality Show.
Well, that's great. Welcome. You can see I'm always here. And,
Hey, Joe, hold on, everybody, just a second. This is for our first time caller, Nadine.
Okay.
Well, thank
you. Welcome, Nadine.
Thank you.
Yes, Nadine, my name's Chi-Town Joe. And
Chi-Town.
Obviously Chi-Town from Chicago.
Oh, I was born and raised in Chicago. I live in Virginia now, but
then
yes.
You can find me on Facebook.
Even though he lived in Georgia, was born and raised in Chicago too.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of that represented.
Oh, there's a lot of Windy City rolling around.
Yes, there is.
As is on a lot of shows this year, as Paul said the other day, Amazing Race has a couple. We always know on Big Brother, there always is a couple, and it's interesting. I wanted to just make a point, since you're a first-time caller, Nadine, I would ask you, the essence of Ron and what Paul did the last two previous nights, and if you can download those podcasts, I think you will really... really, really, it'll move you.
Okay.
I can't stop smiling. And
it's hard to talk about it. But it was absolutely phenomenal what Paul did with what he had to work with. But Ron was a very, very, very special person.
Okay, I could tell. That's what motivated me to call in, because I was like, talking about him, and I was like, well, I got to find out who this person was.
Yeah, and you go back to these.
Person.
I mean, in all of them, Sherry says, and I think it's a great, great idea that you kind of brought up and didn't know about, is another idea for a show of all these past guests and calling them and maybe even taping them and asking them, what are they doing now if they're not always going to the Vegas Bash, or they're not always on this show or that show, you know, like the normal people. I think Cherry hit it on the head. Let's see what they're doing, you know? Don't you think so?
Oh, Cherry, hey, Nadine, I have to ask, have you ever been to any events that have gathered a whole bunch of reality stars from different shows?
I haven't.
All right.
There's one coming up called Reality Rescue.
Yeah. All right,
play it. I'm going to play it, okay?
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is April with the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. It's going to be held October 15th in Glen Allen, Virginia. We're doing it for Southern Comfort Animal Rescue, which is a wonderful rescue group out of Georgia. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. And we're going to have over 100 reality stars attending. Regular tickets are $50. You can purchase them online. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. Thank you for your support.
Okay.
You know where Glen Allen is?
Wonderful. I'm going to have to look and see how far that is from me.
It's
outside of Richmond.
Yes, yes.
Okay. North or south of Richmond?
Northwest of Richmond.
Pardon me?
I think it's northwest of Richmond.
Okay, northwest. Okay.
Like maybe.
And they're all there. Yeah. They all show up.
Oh.
Is a wonderful event. And if you go, all of the reality people are there, and they are so accommodating. You get to meet and talk with all of them, get autographs. I mean, literally, just chat with them, get to know them. It is
That's
so
amazing.
Wonderful, and it's such a good cause, and it's a wonderful time. She puts on such a wonderful event down there. And
which April is this?
April Mueller
from Survivor.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's that April. Okay, so most of the Survivor people?
There's a mixture. Go to that website. And it will show everybody that is committed to going. But there will be Survivor people. There will be Big Brother people, Amazing Race, American Idol people that will perform there. I mean, a whole bunch of different MTV and VH1 reality shows. I don't know if you're exclusively to Survivor, but it's quite a mixture.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know, if you watch one reality show, you've got to watch a lot of them.
Yeah, and I would like to just put in my two cents. I don't watch Survivor. But my mom told me today that Russell's nephew is a jerk, and he's going to be gone.
I love your mom.
So if I was on the air, I was supposed to say that from her.
You did your mommy proud.
Good. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She'll be coming on really soon. So, but listening to Elise. So.
Even the Expedition Impossible, that new one, we'll have people there.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people watched that one, but I really love that show. I'm hoping that will be an ongoing reality show, and they'll do another one next summer.
Nadine,
which one did you say?
Expedition Impossible.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
It was on Channel 7.
It was another...
Or ABC. Is it Mark Burnett, wasn't it?
It was another Mark Burnett production, and it really sort of, it was something like Survivor a little bit. It was more like his old
Internet
Eco
show?
Challenge, sort of, where he put teams of three out, and they had challenges that they had to do, and they were sort of racing to different, you know, points of interest. They had to make it to pit stop, so to speak, and there were teams of three, and there, I think there were 10 legs to the race, and it was really tough challenges. I mean, the challenges they had on that thing were unbelievable.
It's kind of like challenges.
What other reality is? Are you only Survivor, or do you watch others?
No, I watch some of the VH1s. Basketball
awesome.
Wise, sometimes when I can stand it, sometimes I can't take it.
Mob Wives, maybe.
Hmm.
Do you watch Mob Wives?
I watched a little bit of that. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a little bit of that one. Oh, you know, a good one that I've got to go back and see if I can find the end, because I somehow missed the last episodes, but The Wilderness, what was the one with the couples? Did anybody see that one? Where they had to do adventures on this one, too. It was a couples thing. Well, everybody went in single, and then you matched
up. Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
I can't, Into the Wilderness or Wilderness
yeah.
something or
Love
other.
Love in the Wild.
Love in the Wild. Love in the Wild. Love in the Wild. Watch that one.
Nadine, are you a Celebrity Rehab watcher?
A Celebrity Rehab, yes, definitely
have
to do that one. Mm-hmm.
About, it's before Christmas time, about a year ago, that Nikki McKibben came on. She basically was talking about her music, but also talked about Celebrity Rehab.
Wow.
And, of course, you saw this year she came back and performed a song, you know, for the season this year. I really, really, really would love if somehow we could work the magic and have both Nikki and Sugar on this show. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Wow.
You never know who you might find on this show. We wind up with a wide variety of people that join us on this show from time to time. And if you go back and start listening to podcasts at one point, before the Vegas Bash last year, Ron did a challenge to his fans and had sort of a game. He sort of did his own Big Brother, Survivor, The Amazing Race combination type game.
Hey, I was so involved in that. Let me continue.
Go ahead and
Jerry.
Give a synopsis.
Ron, as I said, he was foremost started with Big Brother. We were like a month away from the premiere of Big Brother, and so he wanted to get some of the listeners to be contestants in a contest. It was kind of like Survivor meets Celebrity Apprentice meets Big Brother, and there would be challenges, and every week or every show, some people would get eliminated. And one of the tasks that he had when it got down to four people left was get a hold of as many celebrities. It doesn't have to be reality people, but get a hold of as many celebrities as you can, Facebook or whatever, and have them call in on your behalf. And so there was these four people that had reached out, and it was just mind-blowing, all the different celebrity and mostly reality people that called in to say a short hi. And were you leading up to playing a clip, Cherry?
We certainly, I think, should.
All right, well,
let's play.
This guy that helps us with the show from the Boom Boom Room, Ben, took that podcast, and he clipped it down to each person saying hello. We had a full one of everybody calling in, and then Ben went ahead and clipped it to just Survivor people. So why don't you just play the shorter one, seeing as we're talking Survivor. Do you see that one, Jerry?
Yes. We're going to play this one. This is just 15 of those guests. And we'll play this and we'll be right back.
Okay.
My name is Ashley Trainer, and I was on Survivor Samoa.
Oh, you know, Ashley, we've been trying to get you on here for almost a year now.
This is Brandon from Survivor Africa.
Ah, Brandon.
I'm an old school survivor.
This is Sylvia Kwan, Survivor Fiji.
This is Mike Goopin from Survivor the Australian Outback.
Hello.
Your
hey,
name.
It's Tracy from Micronesia, season 16. I always love Ron and his show. He's so great to survivors and being a survivor, a castaway, anything for your radio station, Ron. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
No, this is Laura from Survivor Samoa, season 19.
Good morning. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Hey,
I just don't know who that girl was saying that she's Rupert or Russell's biggest adversary because that's me.
I know who you are.
Who
hey,
are you
this is Rupert.
I like sugar in my coffee.
How about Sue?
This is Susie. Survivor Gabon. How are you?
Hello.
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 This is a guy that he's real tall and he likes to wear bow ties.
Hey, this
is
Bob. It is Bob. I knew it.
Is that Bob?
Right?
Yeah.
Bob?
This,
Bob.
How you doing,
Bob?
How you doing, Bob?
There.
Bob's coming to Iowa.
You bet. I'm going out to help Susie. She's an absolute doll. She deserves everybody's help. If you can't help the Red Cross, which I plug for, you might as well plug for Susie.
We are having an awesome show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is Sarge from Survivor 9.
Hey, it's Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island. I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, my gosh. I get Billy.
And I'm calling for John Cocker, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Crowder. No, it's Alan Golden.
Hi. Is this Ron?
I know
Hi.
Who you are. This is Jillian.
This is Jillian.
I got
yeah.
this one right.
You got to get the accent right.
Hey, y'all. This is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just wanted to remind you to get your buzz back.
Do you need to get going to watch Survivor?
I'm loving this, man. This is I'm really like you know as a I don't think I'm a celebrity, but as an interviewer, you know, there's different energy with the interviewers, and man, you guys are bringing out the Dragon Slayer in me. So I say, let's keep going, let's forge on, man. I'm ready to do more stuff with you guys.
Wow, yeah, you know what? This is my last show in 2 years, and what you just said just put the biggest smile because I really do. Try to make the show a little different than these other internet shows that are out there. And
right.
Like you just said that. Hey, can we take some calls then? Would you like to talk to the fans?
I'd love to.
Hey, yeehaw! This is Cowboy from Survivor number 13, Cook Island. Yeah, I had just had a great, great, great time at a Rad Reality show here and eat more rice. Okay, see y'all.
Whee!
What do you think, Nadine?
Wasn't that fine?
Oh, that was awesome.
Many of those people didn't just call in for the contest. They also had came on Ron's show. So, oh my God, I'm gonna get emotional again. Shit.
That was
aww.
Awesome.
Aww.
Wow.
Hug and Cherry.
It's so hard to listen to.
I love you guys.
We miss him a whole lot, and it's so touching to hear his voice, you know.
It is.
All right,
when I hear it very much so, I want to pick up the phone and call him. And
all right, I'm going to reveal this right now, and people may not know it, but when you heard Rupert come on,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
that was a jackass. That was a jackass prank. He had.
What?
Yes, that was not Rupert. That was that was the guy from Jackass.
Oh my God!
Yes.
What's his name? I forgot already. But
Steve-O.
Who?
Steve-O.
No.
Not the guy that died.
No. Starts with. Hold on.
Oh, come on.
I can't remember it right now either.
Anyway.
They pranked?
Mike Holman, Jackass's Mike Holman, called in during that contest.
Aww.
One of our chatters knows him, and she said she never had the heart to tell Ron. She revealed this after Ron had passed. She said she had the heart to tell him, but Mike Holman did a very good imitation of Rupert, and he pranked him that night.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know, but I think Ron will get a kick out of it.
You know what? He got a kick out of it when he thought it was Rupert, so that's all good.
And Ron was always one that loved a good joke, and
he
would have laughed had he known it was Mike, and he loved Jackass, you know, so he would have been honored that he called and did the prank. So
I'm kind of glad he didn't know, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad he thought it was Rupert.
Well, he knows now.
That's cool.
He knows now. That's right.
Oh, stop that.
Hey, Cherry, my closing clip tonight was a longer one than normal, so I just wanted to make sure you had time to consider that if you want to start winding things down. This really turned out, I'll just make a comment, this turned out as starting off a little slow, not having a guest and wondering how it was going to go, to being such an enjoyable and a show, and it's all due to our loving fans, and we just love our Rad Reality Show family. Thank you so much, and welcome, Nadine. I hope it's not the last time we hear from you.
Well, thank you, and it definitely will not be the last time you hear from me.
Well,
awesome,
I certainly,
Nadine. You rock.
I also want to welcome you, Nadine, and we certainly hope that you'll be back to join us on many Thursdays to come. You're welcome to listen to all the podcasts that are out there. And
Monday nights, too. Those are fun with Michelle.
Yes, we have Monday night with Manic Mondays with Michelle. Those are on at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And Michelle Costa just does a wonderful show. And this Monday, she's going to have Kalia, Shelley, and Adam from Big Brother 13.
Yay!
So it's going to be a great, great show.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure everyone is joining us on Monday.
Louie.
Absolutely.
So
Louie on Sunday.
Yeah, Louie.
And, yes, Louie will be back with us on Sundays. That show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time. He will be recapping The Amazing Race. I'm so glad that Louie is back with us. And he is wonderful at recapping these Amazing Race shows. And
okay, I have a question for Louie.
Okay.
You
have to call in on Sunday.
Oh, really? I have to wait till Sunday?
Yeah.
You have to call in on Sunday.
He sent my mom an autographed photo of himself.
He's a sweetheart.
She put it promptly in a frame.
Call in on Sunday, and he will answer your questions, I promise. He is absolutely wonderful with all of the callers, and he is someone who will answer all questions. He's so nice to talk to, and he knows The Amazing Race frontwards and backwards. And
awesome.
He will answer any question you have. So
well,
please call back in on Sunday and talk to Louie. He'll be glad to answer any question you have.
Cherry and Paul, I just want to say thank you so much for keeping us on and keeping us going. And I love the show tonight. Thanks
well,
for letting me be a part
you,
of it.
Well,
thank you
so much. You're always welcome, babe. Call in anytime.
You.
We'd love to have you. And Nadine, we certainly hope you'll call back in with us again.
Well, I certainly will. I enjoy the time, like I want, you know, calling in. It's a great show, and I'm just sorry I didn't get to meet Ron, but, you know, I'm just impressed with all the memories that you and the feelings that everybody has for him.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. And Joe, thank you for joining us.
As
always.
My pleasure. I can't join you on Sunday because Dexter starts up.
Oh.
I got to give more.
Oh, you like Dexter?
Yes, I'm a horror fanatic. So.
You don't have a DVR?
Yeah, I do, but there's so many new shows on Sunday, and I'll be locked into those.
Joe, I thought the same thing, DVR. But the other thing, if you're that into horror, I've heard great reviews of a new TV show on FX. Have you heard about?
Yes, I know all about it. I'm looking
really
forward
to
that. But
it's called American Horror Story.
Yes, it starts on the 5th. Of
October. Or horror?
Horror.
Thank you.
And it's got major stars, and my understanding is it's four episodes, and then the whole cast changes with the story.
Wow.
Ooh.
So it'll be kind of interesting, and they're putting money, and I know I got to get off, but if you ever want to come to my website and see all my horror fans and my pictures with horror movie stars. It's crazy. I belong to a lot of associations, and like Bela Lugosi's and Vincent Price and Christopher Lee and all those guys.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
Yeah, so I grew up, I think my first horror film was Frankenstein. So
you need to slow your word up when you say that word. just saying.
I understand.
Horror. Horror.
Yeah, that's a Chicago accent.
Well, you know, I got the cheese head accent, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we won't talk about last Sunday.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, well.
Take your asses. It happens.
Yeah, but I want to say goodnight. And, Cherry, one question. The new pictures that came out today, and you know what I'm talking about, the one gentleman with the Canadian leaf on his shirt, do you have a picture with?
No pants, probably.
That's
Mr.
No
Pants,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
Right, because he came to me as a friend and asked to be a friend of mine. I can't get out and get a friend off of Facebook now. I don't know why.
Hmm.
So if anybody wants to friend me, you got to come to me.
Facebook is so screwed up now. They went and made their new big improvement, and
it's terrible.
Everything up.
It's just terrible. So
I agree.
You know, because I wanted to get with people I did know, and they won't let me through. So I don't know, but they'll let other people
maybe
through.
Maybe they just don't like you.
That could be. I did write something very mean-spirited last night about a book that was about Walter Payton that just came out. So, and Jerry, congratulations on your Cardinals.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not a real big baseball fan. I'm a hockey girl.
I know you're
myself,
a hockey fan, so, well, you know. And you know how much I love the Cardinals. So they're like the Green Bay Packers, but to the south for us. So, but I'm going to let you all go and listen to whatever is left of the show. And
okay,
Paul,
well, thank you so much, hon.
I'll see everybody, or I'll hear everybody on Monday night. How's that?
Okay.
Good talk.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
It's good to hear everybody's voice.
Karina, Night Owl just posted in the chat room that Cash says, tell my girl thank you. And so I do want to say thank you to everybody over in Nikki and Artie's chat room, and I want to say a special thank you to Artie for running the picks from the Vegas Bash over there.
That was amazing.
Today. That was so much fun watching them.
Very
and
fun.
I can't wait to see the second half. That he does such an amazing job. And
he really
I'm so
does.
Anxious to see them. So
me too.
That's going to be fun.
Well, thanks for letting me talk. And I want to give my shout out to my girl Taj. And, you know,
thank you all so very much for joining us. I'm going to close the show out, as we always do, with our beloved Ron. We hope to see you on Sunday night, or hear you on Sunday night, with Louis Stravato of The Amazing Race. We'll be talking The Amazing Race all evening, so join us at 10 p.m. Eastern with Louis Stravato. Here's Ron to close out our show. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Sunday. Good
Thank
night.
You, Cherry.
Thank you, Karina. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
And this show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And this show, and I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. See you on the Rad Reality Show.
Good night, all. God bless.